This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, ready or not, here we come. It is the top of the hour. How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bill Martinez. We're live. For more information, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Just keep them coming, all right? We love to hear from you. I want to know your thoughts and your ideas. Your opinion really does count here. Of course, a lot of discussion regarding, I'm sorry, I keep wanting to slip and kind of be a little bit critical of Elizabeth Warren, and I apologize for that up front. I mean, I should respect the fact that she is a senator, but some of the things she comes up with is a bit challenging, so forgive me if my inclinations are exposed just a bit, but certainly a lot of conversation about her being shut down in the Senate, violating a rule of civility within the Senate, and I think it was appropriate for the leader to, in a sense, kind of a soft censure, I guess you could say it, made her sit down because you can't do that. But, what she was, referring to in reading the letter of Coretta Scott King was really taken a bit out of context. And Alveda King, who has been on with us many times, was explaining, about just that point with Neil Cavuto.
Right. Well, it broke the quorum in the Senate to say anything bad about a fellow senator. And in that letter, Coretta Scott King, the widow of Martin Luther King, had said when the senator was up for a judgeship, at the time he wasn't a senator, that his conduct was reprehensible when it came to looking after the interests of black voters and that he should not be rewarded with a federal judgeship. We thought we'd go right to the family source here. Reaction now from Dr. Alveda King, the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Alveda, the reprehensible comment was what irked apparently many in the Senate, that it was too personal and not to be repeated, even though three Democratic senators since have gone to the microphone to repeat this letter and that comment. What do you think?
If we take a look at my Aunt Coretta Scott King's letter, we know that she was a peacemaker. Her intentions were never to divide during her whole life. I was her communications and correspondence secretary for several years when I was a young woman. And so in that letter, she would be referring to perhaps some of his comments. However, she would agree today that he, of course, ended some school desegregation. He worked to prosecute members of the KKK. Aunt Coretta was a very reasonable woman, and she, with integrity, would have noted that he had done some great work in fighting against discrimination.
This is a snapshot of 30-plus years ago.
But it's a snapshot. But, you know, she also said about immigration. She wrote a letter saying that immigration could hurt the black job market or the Negro job market as well. So she had very strong opinions and concern for all Americans and perhaps people all over the world. And I believe certainly that if she could look at the record of Senator Sessions today with integrity, she would say, well, he has worked to prosecute the Ku Klux Klan. He has work to desegregate public schools. So it's almost like a bait and switch. Stir up their emotions. Use the name of King, and my name is Alveda King. Stir up people's emotions. Play the race card.
Is it dividing your family? We're going to hear from the president shortly.
No, not dividing my family at all. We have taken a look at many things that Mrs. Coretta Scott King said, Martin Luther King Jr., my daddy, Reverend A.D. King. But our family, we are peacemakers. We bring people together, Neil. We do not divide people.
You know, this is very consistent with what Alveda shared with us, if you remember last week in our conversation with her about Martin Luther King III and what he had to say upon the exit meeting with one Donald Trump in New York. Clearly a bridge builder. We can be grateful for that kind of special insight and that, sense of heart and compassion toward all in bringing people together. That's the difference between those who are playing the race card and those that are, trying to build bridges, and at the same time being honest and forthright to call out those things that needed to be called out. appreciate again the insight of Alveda King, and this is why we like having her on our show, because she does bring reason to the conversation. Bill Martinez live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always good to have you along with us as we continue to address those matters, those issues, the news of the day, cultural issues, things that are most important, things that people are talking about. And we do so with the experts to bring you the facts, to bring you the things that, you know, that you can count on, that have veracity as we continue to unfold and pursue the truth, no matter where it would lead us. And this is a thing we appreciate about being independent, is that we have that latitude. I mean, it's amazing how many people are out there that are, you know, somewhat controlled, and they're bridled and not able to pursue the truth to the lengths that we are. And so we count it a privilege and a fortunate position to be in. And we thank you that you join with us in the good fight. Jennifer Breeden is with us. She's a legal analyst and human rights attorney, concentrating on religious extreme ideology and domestic and international law with the Clarion Project. Prior to joining the Clarion Project, Jennifer worked for the Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit International Christian Concern as the regional manager for the Middle East. Jennifer Breeden, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
It's great to be on, Bill. I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. You know, I wanted to give you an opportunity, you know, as a legal analyst, considering this temporary ban that our president has issued and now is being challenged in the Ninth Circuit, which, you know, a lot of pundits, I don't know if they're just resigning themselves, just saying, well, the Ninth Circuit's going to do what the Ninth Circuit does, so it's a fait accompli that it will end up in the Supreme Court. You know, why is it, first of all, let me ask you as a legal analyst, why is it that the United States, I would say, needs this temporary ban?
Well, I think it needs this temporary ban, honestly, just because of the Obama administration. Because the Obama administration, the last 8 years, we've had a president that's refused to call this radical Islam. We're looking at global terrorism. We're looking at ISIS. We see it every night on the news. No matter what news channel you're watching, you're seeing these horrible atrocities. And they're saying that it's in the name of Islam. But because of the last 8 years, we have the Obama administration, their pundits, people like CARE and Southern Poverty Law Center, who are saying it's not Islam, it's not Islam, and then calling out the people that are just trying to have an honest conversation about it. And because of that, we have no idea. We've been shut up completely. And now we need to figure out what's going on. And that's exactly what the president said that they're doing with this temporary ban, is to look at the vetting system and to try to understand what's going on, because now we're in a society where we're not even allowed to talk about it.
Well, and of course, what progressives do, and even which was surprising, Jennifer, I mean, you're the attorney. If you were before the court and the court started going outside the boundaries of the requested document, I mean, I would think that you would clearly object to their opinionating, you know, an order like this, because it's pretty clear cut, isn't it?
It is. I mean, there are some provisions, and I have to say this from a legal perspective, there are some provisions that aren't as clear-cut or might seem to contradict each other. You know, I've read the order many times, and that's what the Ninth Circuit decision came down to. I've actually been listening to the oral arguments over and over on what happened, and there are a couple things that I saw. One, Judge Robart, who was a Bush appointee in the Ninth Circuit, he was really focused on the Equal Protection Clause. That's the clause that talks about those who already have green cards, already issued visas and weren't being allowed back in. And so it's this Equal Protection Clause that they're looking at, you know, equal protection under the laws for all people who have already been issued that status. He didn't really see the point in people who haven't come to America yet doing that. And so it wasn't about the whole order that he was looking at, but mostly about those parts. But the real thing that I saw was that Trump's Justice Department just wasn't ready for these arguments. They weren't ready to answer these questions. And regardless of their personal opinions, they have to get the laws straight to support Trump's order. Again, though, even in the Ninth Circuit and some of these other courts, this isn't a permanent thing. This is temporary. And the president has said that that's to look at, you know, what is it that we need to change? What is it that we need to do? Because, again, for the last 8 years, we've been completely silenced and unable to look at the truth, the facts of some of the greatest threats to our national security.
Well, the majority of Americans agree with the president. But what is the learning opportunity for the president in this process here right now, considering the Justice Department was where it's at? I mean, he doesn't have his full complement in play yet. I mean, he does now, but he didn't last week. And I say full complement. I mean, he's definitely further, further down the road. He's got his attorney general now, where last Friday he didn't. So there were some missing elements, I believe, in this argument. And, I think the personality of a chief executive officer who's very eager. I mean, the voters gave him the job, and he's very eager to prove himself and prove the voters right.
And to be honest, you know, I've been in the Middle East, as you know, for the last month.
Right.
I was there when the ban came down, and these people have no problem. These are mostly Muslims that have no problem saying we need to vet radical Islam. That's what we're doing to keep our own selves safe. And so he has to do that. And I appreciate what the president is doing. And that's not his job to know every single fact. You're exactly right. We need to make sure that when he passes down these orders, he has the people in place that will give him the facts, give him the law, so that when he goes on to talk about it, he is firm in his opinions, allows the judiciary to do their job, but then has the Justice Department to back him up on the legalities and to make sure that he can be the president that we all want and hope that he will be for us.
Well, the justice that you referred to, who started the ball rolling and, gave it some credence here and was turned over to the Ninth Court, the point that he brought up about the green cards, I thought that was pretty well satisfied, because what happened is they did move to rectify that. And, those that were traveling with green cards that were already approved, to me, a minor inconvenience compared to the potential threat of what could be coming alongside with them. So they got caught in the net, but they were released, I think, as quickly as possible. I mean, it didn't happen within minutes, but it took several hours. But eventually that stuff was cleared up. And when I say eventually, I mean, it wasn't by the same token, it wasn't weeks later either. So I thought that, the government moved to, to make this adjustment and to relieve that particular situation. So it's a lot of foul crying after the fact with, some minor inconvenience. And then, of course, the left cannot help themselves. So they start throwing these false anecdotal stories that, supposedly one gentleman said his mom died in the process. And then they find out later that was an absolute lie. This is the kind of stuff that goes along. And it's all part and parcel of, this argument that goes out there. But it's like, wait a minute, you're missing the point. This is all about national safety. I mean, all these other things are anecdotal. They need to be considered that way and taken within a, taken with a little bit of, calming medicine, not get so reactive and make up stuff. And then you find out, oh, my goodness, I went down this dark hole because I believed this guy and it was one big fat lie.
And the Middle Easterners that want to come here, they want to come to a safe United States, and most of them are going to be totally fine with this and this little inconvenience. even some of the ones that I talk to. We'd rather come to a safe America where truth is being spoken about the threats than to one where everyone's turning a blind eye.
Well, coming up, we have a Muslim woman who says, look, we support the ban, you know, to your point. And we're going to be talking to her a little bit later this morning. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Jennifer Breedman was with us. We'll talk with her more. And, stay with us right here just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just wait, like me fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Jennifer Breedon continues with us, legal analyst human rights attorney concentrating on religious extreme ideology and domestic and international law with the Clarion Project. Jennifer, I know you just got back from the Middle East last year, had a chance to visit Israel, also in Ireland. And, you know, it was quite interesting because this was all before the election. People extremely curious, but yet rather insightful about Donald Trump, and maybe you could call it the pre-Brexit move. Well, when I was in Ireland, it was post-Brexit. But they liked the ideas that Donald Trump were coming out. Yeah, a little gruff, you know, they would admit. Although some, I got to tell you, some there in the bar in Ireland that I was in, it wasn't gruff enough, you know. but nonetheless, it was like, okay, let's get this thing, you know, squared away. And, you know, and I think that really bears the sentiment of many people here in the United States, is that how long can you live with this insanity? How come common sense cannot reign? I mean, you have threats, and it's not like you're particularly choosing. I think they were careful to not make this a Muslim ban, though I think it's unfair and misrepresentative by some in the media to, you know, present it that way. Because if that was the case, then it would be specifically a Muslim ban. It was specifically about these unraveling and unraveled nations that they can't count on. You know, as we were talking with somebody yesterday, one of the first things that ISIS did when they went into Syria is they took over the machinery and the mechanism that prints up their visas. So they have control of it. So why would any country want to trust anything that came from, you know, from Syria right now?
Exactly. And I think that that's, you know, that's one of the major problems, is that countries are okay with Trump. I mean, my goodness, I was in the Middle East. You were traveling as well. Mm-hmm. I talked to Muslims in the Middle East who were so excited about Trump. In fact, I was in Kurdistan, you know, the northeastern region in Iraq. Mm-hmm. I'm fortunate that it's still considered, they're still considered Iraqi citizens because they don't have a state, but I'm in Kurdistan region. These people were up until 5 a.m. at bars watching the election that night, cheering for Trump, wanting him to win. Wow. Because they want people, they're desperate for truth.
Exactly. Well, don't you find it ironic that you have more freedom to exercise your political conversation in the Middle East than you do here in the United States?
Bill, that's exactly what I've been saying. I mean, my goodness, I was in Saudi Arabia. I felt more free to talk about oppressive Islamist regimes and, you know, what needs to change. I felt more safe and free to talk about radical Islam ideologies with Muslims in the Middle East than I do in the United States of America.
Unbelievable. And so here it is. Even the Muslims are seeing this. And what I'm seeing, Jennifer, and I hope that we're not being fooled, because there are some, you know, some Muslims that are warning, you know, because of, you know, past habits and justifications, you know, the practice of taqiyya, where, you know, the ends justify all the means, and the misrepresentation of Muslims in the past and that sort of thing. But you're seeing more and more Muslims, you know, finally saying enough of this stuff. We're about peace. We want to be a religion that's identified with peace. We're being misrepresented. Our religion is being hijacked. Mm-hmm. And they're starting to band together. And, you know, I think these are the people, whether it's Muslim, whatever faith that you practice, that you come to the United States not to do it harm, but to advance the cause of peace and democracy. And, you know, as many Muslims say, they say, you know, in much the same contrast as we just talked about being able to speak freely about politics in the Middle East more than you can in the West, they say they're actually more freer to practice their religion in the United States than they are back in the Middle East. Boy, I'll tell you, what an upside down world we live in, huh?
Absolutely. It is. And it's sad. You know, it's sad when I realize, like, oh, man, I have to go back to the U.S. where I have to start being careful about everything again. And I refuse to do that because I really enjoy the conversations I have. I learned a lot from these people. And in terms of, you know, the concept of taqiyya and this other stuff, I'm sure your next guest will be able to talk more on that. You know, that wasn't really Quranic. Most of them didn't even know what the term was until it started coming out with, you know, with ISIS and Al-Qaeda and some of these other groups. Most of them hadn't even heard of this concept. But you can really see it. And I think, you know, once you have a face-to-face conversation with a Muslim, and you can see, you just hear it. You hear the anger in their voice from this and the need to change some of this stuff. The Kurds, for example, want no part of theocracy or no part of Islam in their government. They want totally secular government rights for all religious people, because they, of all people, have seen what religion, what Islam in government does to people and how it oppresses them, and they refuse to have that if they're ever given a state. And so I think there's something to be said for that, you know, even in any concept of Sakia, for lack of a better word, you know, they wouldn't go so far as to that. It's only to be used to advance, you know, causes of a global caliphate. So those that don't want that or don't see any reason for that, you know, aren't going to talk about that.
Well, Jennifer, you bring up an excellent point relevant to communication. This is what's happening, sadly, in our institutions where, you know, you could be free to speech now, free to speak, you know, today in these institutions that advanced thought, that were the vanguard of advancing thought, have now been stifled all in the name of microaggression and safe places and this sort of thing. You know, it's a sad commentary. And, you know, in many ways, because, you know, it's been said for a long time, particularly relevant to the educational system, that our kids are being dumbed down. But in a lot of ways, I mean, hopefully you're just, you know, hopefully the kids will wake up and see, look, they don't need to be co-conspirators with this movement, do they?
No, they don't. And it's harming people. It's harming organizations. You know, I've been getting reports, even to the Clarion Project, our organization, reports of, because of these Southern Poverty designations and CARE and Jewish Voice for Peace and these other organizations that prop themselves up as peace, they're protesting even addresses, trying to shut us down, trying to shut other addresses down so these organizations can't even get, you know, donations as nonprofits and educational institutions. I mean, it's going beyond calling them names, calling people like us hate groups or extremists. It's going beyond that now to actually wanting to shut them down, shut up the voices of freedom, truth, and education in the United States. And it is scary to see what's happening. It's sad. And when I tried to explain it to some of the Muslims in the Middle East, what was happening here because of our work, and they knew our work, truthfully, fully,
right,
they were almost confused. They would look at me like, why is that? How is that happening? You know, isn't America free? And I didn't know what to tell them.
Well, sometimes, as my old mentor used to say to me, Jennifer, we can be so open-minded that our brains fall out. And you might question and see people a little bit differently with, you know, some of us with our brains, you know, just hanging out there for a little bit. And it's time. It's time to reconnect and make some sense out of this. And I believe that this is what Donald Trump is doing to this country. It's now allowing people to rethink some of these positions and go, wow, yeah, I've been influenced. I've fallen victim to this, and I become complicit, and that's not my intent. And we need to keep our eye and focused on what really matters. I want to refocus a bit on Iran right now, and what you are seeing and what you saw there in the Middle East with Iran. I mean, they're beating their chests. They're, you know, I almost see them, Jennifer, as backing themselves in a corner here.
Mm-hmm. They absolutely are, and I think more than that, it's backing themselves in a corner, but almost doing so by tempting and taunting Trump. Mm-hmm. They want to see what's going to happen here. And what I try to do, and what I especially did over there, I start to differentiate between the Iranian people and the Iranian regime. This regime is awful. They have so many political prisoners. I can't tell you, I can count on more than two hands, more than three hands, mm-hmm. the amount of political prisoners in Iran just for talking against the Ayatollah or the regime, that have gone to Evin prison, have been in solitary confinement just for speaking out for freedom. And so it's an awful regime. But what they're trying to do right now is call President Trump's bluff. That's exactly what they're doing. You know, we had another missile launch just today, and they're continuing to do that, knowing what he's saying. But they're also banking on the fact that Trump won't do anything to upset Putin of Russia, because that's Iran's strongest ally in the region. They're saying, well, Russia's our ally. We have a military defense pact with Russia. And so let's see what Trump actually does, how far we can get away with it.
And, of course, here in America, you mentioned Putin and Donald Trump in the same sentence, and everybody's all worried because, you know, you have our leader, our president, saying, hey, look, he wants to meet with Putin. But yet, you know, previously when Barack Obama mentioned that he was willing to meet with any leader without any kind of pre-consideration or precondition, that was OK. But, you know, with Trump, it's not OK. We got about 15
it's
seconds
okay.
here, Jennifer. Yeah.
Well, let's just hope that Trump's up to it.
Exactly. Jennifer Breeden, legal analyst, human rights attorney, concentrating on religious extremist ideology with the Clarion Project. Jennifer, welcome back home. Good to have you back with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
That heart is so cold all over my arm. I don't want to know that, babe. Don't have my
Bill Martinez Live.
She knows.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. I want to remind you, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We encourage you to get involved in the conversation. Your opinion does count here, okay? Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Well, it looks like the Trump refugee order could be headed to the Supreme Court. Not surprised regarding this, the intense national debate over President Trump's refugee executive order could be headed to the Supreme Court as the dispute quickly works its way up the judicial food chain, as they say, while adding another dimension to the confirmation fight over the president's pick to fill the high court's vacancy. Well, we have Rahil Raza, a Muslim woman, who is back with us. Last time we visited with Rahil, it was about the Honor Diaries and how a star was threatened by Islamic State supporters. And as a Muslim woman, Rahil says Trump is right on the ban. Rahil, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you back with us. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm very well.
Help us understand this from your perspective. I mean, for you to step out, you know, from what some would feel like, you know, that you're out of bounds here a bit, but you're saying no, that Donald Trump is right regarding this ban.
I think those people who are creating so much hysteria are the ones who are out of balance. What they have to do is take a step back, take a deep breath. He is a democratically elected president. And like any other leader of any other country, he has the right to do, to implement policies that are for the safety and security of his country and of his borders. Mm-hmm. It seems to me in this very, very orchestrated anti-Trump movement that I've been looking at, that he is being held up to an entirely different standard than any other country and any other leader. And
yes,
I wonder about that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there are countries, many countries, that implement policies of banning people, of keeping people out if they think that they are going to be in a danger to their own country. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and this is not even a ban. It's not on Muslims. It's not about Islam. It is a temporary moratorium from seven countries, which were actually listed by his predecessor, President mm-hmm. Obama.
Right.
So I, you know, I look at the double standard, and it bothers me because I think about, you know, the, when the school in Peshawar, Pakistan was bombed and 100 children were killed, small children were killed.
Right.
There were no mass protests in America. When Boko Haram kidnapped schoolgirls and possibly converted them and raped them, there were no major street protests.
No, just some hashtags. Just hashtag,
right? Yeah, hashtag. Yeah. But I'm talking about, you know, now we are looking at, you know, major protests in the street by film stars, by celebrities, by Muslim Americans.
Mm-hmm.
So am I to think then that Americans are not that concerned about what's happening in the world? They don't care maybe that much for the loss of life of other people. ISIS has created unparalleled atrocities. Mm-hmm. There was never a protest of this kind about that, or when Assad gassed his own people. You know, the atrocities across the world in Sudan, in, you know, Shias and Sunnis being slaughtered by governments.
Exactly.
So no mass protest.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go back to the number one job of the president. And this was one that was obviously missing in the previous administration, at least from the people's perspective. That is that they felt that the president was not looking out for their national security. Donald Trump campaigned on this, got back to the basics and said, as your president, we will make America safe again. So why are people surprised? All he's doing is exercising something that's part of his of the very oath that he just took a couple of weeks ago.
Well, that is my question as well. You know, I'm on the advisory board of the Clarion Project,
yes,
and their tagline is challenging extremism, promoting dialogue and human rights. Now, we're challenging extremism, yes, and we've been doing this for a long time. But the promoting dialogue part seems to have fallen off the table somewhere as far as, you know, Americans are concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to definitely have that dialogue for exactly this reason. And we have to, as I said, not have double standards. During the Obama administration 8 years, he authorized drone programs, and there were 563 drone attacks targeted at Pakistan, Somalia, and Yemen, and hundreds of civilians were killed. So why were there no mass protests then? And as you said, the first job of a leader, of a U.S. president, is to look at the safety and security of his country. Now, if this means stopping a leak and putting a temporary stop on people coming in from certain countries, which we know has internal issues of radicalization, of jihadists, then, you know, why should that be so heavily critiqued?
Exactly.
I mean, of course, it's a democracy, so people can critique.
Right.
But, you know, let's be fair.
Yeah. It's only reasonable if you do not know who's coming in. Why would you not want to know who's coming into the country? And those seven countries that were set aside, Raheel, by President Obama's administration, they were done so for obvious reasons. The obvious reasons were their failed or failing states, which means that America cannot get the information that they need in order to make a decision on somebody coming in the country, that they can, in fact, verify that they say who they are, right? It's that simple.
It is, if you and I look at it, it mm-hmm. is. And the thing is that obviously there are very good reasons for the administration to do this. And, you know, he doesn't have to give all the reasons for why he is doing this. We have to look at the long-term results. We have to look at the future. And we have to give the man a chance and opportunity to bring about some positive changes when in the last 8 years the word radical Islamist ideology could not even be articulated.
Mm-hmm.
By the previous
exactly.
president. And let's not forget that there are 56 Muslim countries. These are only seven countries from which there is a temporary stoppage. And there are, by the way, 16 Muslim countries that don't allow Israelis or Jews to enter.
Exactly.
So
well,
yes, go ahead.
Well, as you say, it's about region, not religion, clearly. But yet a judge determined that it is about religion.
Well, you know, people can invoke religion for their own purposes all the time. When President Trump has said that we will bring in Christians, the world went wild and said he's invoking religion. Well, why not? The Christians have been persecuted and they have been massacred in some Middle Eastern countries, and they don't even have a place to go back to. So some importance should be bringing in Christian and Yazidi refugees. I think.
Well, yeah, you look at the Nineveh province, which at one time had something like 1.3 million Christians. It's down to maybe 200,000.
But this is what I'm saying. So that should be a priority. It's a very good thing if we say that we will want to give Christian refugees a priority, because they don't even have a home to go back to. They lived in those areas for thousands of years, and now they are being persecuted, and there's a genocide going on against them. Nobody wants to talk about that. So I keep coming back to the point that, you know, why hold him to a different set of standards than anyone else?
Do you think that in some cases the people are extremely naive, being orchestrated and manipulated by outside forces that are actually out to do America harm?
I believe that the anti-Trump movement is very well orchestrated. It is very well funded by people with their own subversive agendas.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously it seems that they are not concerned about the safety and security of America. They are not loyal citizens, because if they are creating so much trouble, there must be some sort of an agenda behind that. That's how it seems to me. Now, if they had been that loyal, they would have spoken out when Obama banned Iraqis for 6 months. You know, Carter banned people coming in from Iran. So it's okay to not agree, because that is what a democracy is about. You don't all have to agree, and that is great. But this really massive, hysterical pushback, and even the media has gone nuts about this. They keep twisting what he says and, not presenting it in the exact terms. So, so he doesn't have...
Yep. Right.
You know, he doesn't have fantastic communication skills, but one has to understand that in the end, he's only doing what needs to be done for him.
Well, Rahil, we have to leave it there. Thank you again for bringing us up to date here with your perspective. Rahil Raza, Muslim woman, who says Trump is right on the ban. Thank you, Rahil.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground
secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Hear the music, we know it's time for Steve, the movie guy. Yes. From Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world, the one, the only, Steve, the movie guy. Steve, well, how are we doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing fine, and Split just continues to roll. This movie by M. Night Shyamalan, he's back, and it was number one again last weekend. It's made over $100 million, making 14 last weekend, and continues to chug along there.
Yeah, not big bucks over the weekend. I mean, everybody, I guess, decided we'll watch the Super Bowl and...
See if Lady Gaga
can make the jump from the top of the stadium and land on the podium the way she did.
What a show. Yes,
yeah,
indeed.
Really.
Rings was number two. That was making about $13 million. A Dog's Purpose, number three. Hidden Figures, number four. And La La Land, once again, in the number five.
Still hanging
position.
In there.
It's made about $120 million so far. Interesting thing, Damien Chazelle, the director of that movie, won the DGA Award, the Directors Guild Award, and this is a good indication of which director will win the Academy Award in a few weeks. So La La Land continues its march toward Oscar domination.
Well, I had a chance to see Hidden Figures, by the way.
You did? What'd you think?
I thought it was terrific. They did a great job. It was, some good history. I love history stuff anyway, but the storyline was well presented, acting terrific. I'm glad they're in contention, for the Oscar. Well-deserved.
Very well told and very well acted, and I was completely unaware of that story, and I think most people in America... we're completely unaware, and now we know the tale.
It makes you wonder how many other stories we're unaware of.
It does.
In this naked city. So people need to calm down a little bit, but there's a lot of stories to be told here, but this says a lot in what happens. I mean, some of the things obviously are just unnerving because it reminds you of an era that we're grateful that is past. Some would say not past enough, but yet, I mean, disheartening, that, she couldn't even drink out of the same
coffee deal, had to, you know, run a mile, what was it, a mile and a half away in order to go to the bathroom.
Room, yes.
I mean, it's disgusting the kind of stuff that happened all in the name of our government, these kind of things that unless you really experienced and saw it. I mean, I grew up in Southern California. You know, we didn't see in my growing up, we didn't see, you know, colored water stations or anything like that.
No.
But in the South where, you know, people grew up with it, particularly with blacks that were subjected to it, wow, I mean, your heart goes out. I mean, I found myself several times throughout the movie in tears over it, you know, Steve, to be honest with you. I mean, it just was disheartening that you're thinking, wow, that wasn't that long ago in this country that we treated people this way.
No, that comes through loud and clear in that movie, and that's why I think it's so great that it's out there, because it does show people what conditions were like, and like you say, it wasn't that long ago. Yeah,
right.
But they do well.
Yeah.
Well, we have some interesting films coming out this weekend. Some movies that are going to make some money this weekend. We have the Lego Batman movie. 97% of the critics are recommending this thing. Very clever. Of course, you remember the Lego movie a couple of years ago.
Oh, sure.
This is a spin-off. You got Bruce Wayne in this. Basically, it's the self-described leading man of the original movie, the Lego Batman, starring in his own big screen adventure. Bruce Wayne is, in this movie, and there are chances, there are big changes brewing in Gotham. And if he wants to save the city from the Joker's hostile takeover, Batman must, he's going to have to drop the lone vigilante thing, try to work a little well with others, and maybe learn to lighten up a little bit. He must not only deal with the criminals of Gotham City in this movie, but also the responsibility of raising a boy that he adopted. Check out the trailer. Very well done. He has some great voice talent. Jenny Slate is in this. Ralph Fiennes, Channing Tatum, Jonah Hill. It's called the Lego Batman movie. It's going to do real well, this movie. Probably number one. I think it might make like $58 million. So.
Well, that'll be refreshing. I mean, and what people probably fail to remember is the original Lego was, what, an R movie, right? And even now, I mean, you think the Lego movie, Batman movie, you know, it's PG-13. It's like, come on, this is Legos. Are you kidding me? I mean, how do you turn it into...
I know, but I think it's still one you could take the older kids to, anyway,
yes.
And I think basically it should do well this weekend.
Well, it'll be interesting to see the differential, though, Steve, with it from before being an R, now a PG-13, like you say, this is going to be, you know, hit the box office hard and fast and, could be quite the deal for them, right?
That's what they think it will be, yes.
Okay.
Now, what you don't want to take the kids to is 50 Shades Darker. Oh, yes, just in time for Valentine's Day, we have this one. Of course, this is based on, we had 50 Shades of Grey earlier, and now this is the second in the series, 50 Shades Darker. And this is based on the second book. We have Anastasia.
Well, hang on one second. There was something. Did you read that story about that the people were laughing at the preview of the screening? I don't know if it was a nervous laughter or just a, maybe they have just taken, maybe they've just gone too dark with the shades.
I think it's just laughter. We have one critic saying it's breathtakingly, pulse-poundingly bad. Another critic saying, hey, what are these people even seeing in each other? What ties them together? For a movie about bondage, the stars seem to be strangely disconnected. So we have 13% of the critics recommending this thing. Mm-hmm. This is about Anastasia breaking off her relationship with the troubled Christian to pursue a new career at a Seattle publishing house. Now, while Christian wrestles with his demons, and we do mean wrestle, Anastasia must confront the anger and envy of the women who came before her. One of those women being Kim Basinger, who plays the older woman who leads young Christian astray. I don't know. This is an audience for this sort of thing. It's going to do well, because people are going to show up to see what's going on. They think it may make over $50 million this weekend.
Yeah.
Probably will be number two. Like I say, just in time for Valentine's
Day. It's like
Day.
Yeah, like 50 Shades of Porn or something here.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Just what it is.
Okay.
And it's out there this weekend for all to enjoy. We have another movie which is getting great reviews. I'm going to see this one. It's called The United Kingdom. Maybe you've seen the trailers for this. 86% are recommending it. Hey, if you like history, this is one.
Yes,
of the
I've been
story.
Looking forward to this. This is good. And our buddy David Oyelowo, right?
Yeah, and we all we've talked about how to pronounce that name.
It's exactly.
Like yellow.
Yeah, we're not going to do this primer again. You got to figure this out now. By now, he's been out there long enough. Everybody should be able to say his name.
Everybody
now.
Should know how to do it now. Okay, we got this. This is based on true events. It's 1947, and Seretse Khama, who is the king of Botswana, is in London going to school. He meets Ruth Williams, who's this white office London worker, and they were really a perfect match. They fall deeply in love. Their proposed marriage was challenged not only by their families, but by the British and South African governments. Here's what happened. The South African government had recently introduced the policy of apartheid, and they found the notion of a biracial couple ruling a neighboring country next door was intolerable. So South Africa threatened the British either thwart this couple or be denied access to South African uranium and gold, and even face the risk of South Africa invading Botswana. Mm. That's what this is about. True story. Takes place in the 1940s. 86% are recommending, and it has a great cast. We have David Oyelowo and Rosamund Pike, Tom Felton in this. It's the one I'm going to see this weekend.
Yeah, you and me both. We'll be there.
Yeah, you want to check that out. Another movie getting great reviews, which, you know, you wouldn't think it would, but the critics seem to like John Wick, and this is John Wick, Chapter 2, the man, the myth, the legend. He's back. This is about legendary hitman John Wick, played by Keanu Reeves. He's forced back out of retirement. This guy just cannot retire.
Are you talking about Keanu Reeves, or you're talking about John Wick?
John Wick.
I'm sorry.
I don't think Keanu is trying to retire. Anyway, we have a former associate plotting to seize control of the shadowy International Assassins Guild. I had no idea there was such. It's kind of like SAG-AFTRA, I guess, for assassins. Bound by a blood oath to help him, John travels to Rome, where he squares off against some of the world's deadliest killers. We have in this movie Ruby Rose, Keanu's in it, Bridget Moynihan, and the great Ian McShane, who plays a bad guy like nobody else. And here is what one critic is saying. Like I said, they like this thing. The biggest compliment I can say and pay to John Wick Chapter 2 is that I lost track of the body count within the first 15 minutes. Another critic saying, John Wick Chapter 2 is a dizzying symphony of carnage. So if that's what you're looking for this Valentine's weekend, you might want to check out John Wick.
Well, there's red. I mean, there's red anyway, so I guess
keeping
with the Valentine theme,
I guess,
you know, it's like, but I think we want hearts to be left where they were originally planned to be, not all over the floor, I guess.
I guess that's the case here.
Yeah.
All right, another movie. We have it's a foreign film which really looks good. This is a sequel, and the original movie, Jolly LLB, won the National Award for Best Feature. This is an Indian film. This is called Jolly LLB 2. LLB standing for roughly Bachelor of Law. It's about this clumsy lawyer over in India who now is faced with representing the most critical court case of his career. This is set in Lucknow, and it's about this blunt, abrasive, yet oddly compassionate Indian lawyer. He's a hustler by nature, survives by fighting these petty cases and using every tactic under the sun to make a quick buck. And all of a sudden, he has a chance to take on a big case and maybe become a full-fledged lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
It's subtitled, interesting movie. Check it out if you're into this sort of thing. Jolly LLB 2. Then a movie for cat people. I don't know if you have to be a cat person.
Not particularly, but, you know, hey, they're around. You know,
it's a documentary.
Because cat lives matter, you know, I'm telling you.
It's about the ancient city of Istanbul and its unique people, seen through the eyes of seven cats that happen to enter people's lives in Istanbul. It's called Kedi, K-E-D-I. So that's what's happening at the box office.
So now cats have a purpose, dogs have a purpose, now we got equal time, right?
I think we're covering all bases here.
We're all good. Steve the Movie Guy, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Steve-O.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, 600 products of Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery. surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.